Elon Musk's Tesla company has created a cutting-edge image with its bold approach to building electric cars and expanding solar energy, but it has also faced a lot of criticism over how it handles complaints about harassment and discrimination in the workplace. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Alyssa Jung Perry reports on a Silicon Valley company under scrutiny.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk aims high with futuristic projects. He says in this company video that Tesla can make the world a better place.
Why does Tesla exist? Why are we making electric cars? It's because it's very important to accelerate the transition to sustainable transport.
Musk has also said people who work at Tesla should not be jerks on the job, especially to those from historically underrepresented minority groups. That was in a memo that Tesla leader published in full to defend him and the company. Uber, Google, and now Tesla are all Silicon Valley companies that have defended themselves in court and in the media over hiring practices and workplace culture. The Silicon Valley ideal is to be brilliant, competitive, and fast-paced. People who work in that industry acknowledge that the culture of cultivating genius can be dismissive of everyday problems in the workplace. Marcus Vaughn says he heard and saw racial tensions when he started working at the Tesla factory in Fremont, California last April. A week into his new job, he says he saw a supervisor picking on another Black worker.
And then from there, there was other people that would say the N-word, like, N-word, go get this, N-word, go get that. And I'm like, what is this place?
The Tesla factory is the same place that, according to one woman's lawsuit, generated a notorious nickname among women who worked there. At a company meeting last year, several women said male coworkers catcalled and whistled at them when they walked in a certain part of the plant. Engineer AJ Vandermaiden was at the meeting and watched as one woman spoke after another.
Another woman came up and said, you know, it's as bad as she's saying, if not worse. The area she works in, we've nicknamed the Predator Zone. They were telling the VPs, like, put a GoPro on a woman, have her walk there.
Vandermaiden sued in 2016 over gender discrimination. She was fired last May after Tesla said her claims were unfounded. The factory worker, Marcus Vaughn, complained about what he saw on the job. He says he was let go for not having a positive attitude. He filed a class action discrimination suit after his contract was not renewed in October. Tesla says the lawsuits do not reflect how seriously the company takes discrimination. Gabby Toledano heads the Tesla Human Resources Department. She says the company requires anti-discrimination and anti-harassment training. And starting last year, Tesla has a special team to investigate harassment claims. But Toledano acknowledges that when there are disputes between workers, she sometimes hears about them far too late.
So I am trying to change that aspect of this culture and every culture. We need to know immediately, and I would like to be fired if anyone in my group doesn't immediately respond and take action.
Right after AJ Vandermaiden was forced out, Musk sent that all-staff email in which he asked people not to be jerks, but then he kept going. He said if someone was a jerk to you on the job but apologized, you should have thicker skin and accept that apology. Joelle Emerson is a gender and diversity expert in tech. She says the culture of a company starts at the top.
If you have a company leader saying that people need to develop thicker skins, that's not only, you know, related to harassment, it's actually what causes harassment and what enables it to persist.
Tesla's Gabby Toledano says focusing on that comment takes it unfairly out of context. But Emerson says harassment develops in a work culture where people believe it's okay and that it's not enough for company leaders to just react.
They need to really focus on the culture that they create and what types of behavior that allows for, what types of behavior it condemns.
Tesla says it's against any form of discrimination. The lawsuits are still in play. With Vandermaiden's case, Tesla says they're in arbitration. And with Vaughn's case, Tesla had said it would rather fight than settle, even if it costs 10 times as much. For NPR News, I'm Alyssa Jung Perry in San Francisco.
This story was reported with the help of Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting.